Hello there, fellow humans. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Jaska Jost, and this is Interview with You. Today I'm alone, because you are witnessing the first and maybe the last of the Unsolicited Wisdom series, where I have the urge to share with you one of the fascinating discoveries I made. Today, it is about laundry and self-care and priorities. It will make your life better, trust me. Let's go. I will start with a little disclaimer. Please note that this episode might be a little discriminatory, because single people without children will probably not understand the horrors of laundry handling just yet. It is all smooth and easy for you now, you lucky ducks, isn't it? However, chances are that there are piles of laundry waiting in your future, so you might just as well get some preparation done. In any case, just please keep listening. First of all my discoveries and ingenious thoughts come to me in situations where my brain is rather unengaged. Let's say on standby, such as during showering or when doing laundry. So recently, when doing laundry, I made a discovery, or let's be bold and call it a revelation, about laundry. While my brain was idly floating in standby, a new way of dealing with laundry came to me out of the blue and unlocked another angle to look at life's purpose. Let me assure you, chances are astronomical that doing laundry is not your life purpose. Sure, there are people who are excited about it and maybe even make a living out of it. Good for them. Most of us, though, find little to non-excitement in doing laundry. But, and this is an important part of my discovery, we have other things we are excited about that bring us to the flow, and we find it hard to stop doing them. Sounds big and serious, I know. However, it does not have to be monumental stuff. You do not have to become a rock star to find your life fulfilling, but you can still have the passion of playing a guitar and make it your priority. It took me ages to realize that engaging in activities you love is without a doubt worth doing, even if it does not bring you any commonly appreciated materialistic rewards, such as cash. It brings you mental health, will to live, sunshine and rainbow, you know what I mean. For some people, their passions and callings, or whatever you want to call them, are clear from the early childhood. Lucky bastards. Some of us have to spend more time on self-exploration before discovering what makes them tick. But this is for another day. In any case, once you know your passions and make them your priority, the mundane, boring things that occupied your mind, such as laundry, just sort themselves out spontaneously without much effort. This is my big discovery and revelation. Can you believe that there were times I used to wake up and my first worries were about being behind with laundry? Oh dear, what a waste of creative capacity. Enough theory now to the laundry problem. Please take it as an example, because chances are you are a natural and have never had any laundry problems, but perhaps you have something else ruining your life. Simply take the laundry as a metaphor. Feel free to take this ingenious method literally if it suits you. This is just as fine. So, here goes. In the dark laundry days of my past, laundry was my enemy. Please understand that I live with three males in the same house. Two of them are little and have no clue about much, besides speaking languages that I do not understand and making fun of me, and producing a lot of dirty laundry, obviously. I used to be desperate about the amount of laundry waiting for me in various stages. First the dirty pile, then the clean pile, then the baskets with folded laundry waiting to be put away by reluctant offspring or just as reluctant me. No, I did not omit to mention the ironing part. I do not play that game. Dryer is my friend and I shop for clothes smartly. Life is short. Anyway, my new method is this. Put one load of laundry in the machine in the evening, set the timer for the load to be finished in the morning, then, in the morning, you do not forget to put your beautifully clean laundry in the dryer. The not forgetting part is the most challenging one of my groundbreaking method, at least for me. An exercise in mindfulness and building a new habit. You will get there, and so will I. Wise men say it helps to connect a new habit with an existing one. For example, before you brush your teeth, or before you drink your coffee, or after the first time yelling at your kids to, for the love of God, get dressed. Any such habit carved in stone that you do every morning no matter what, you try and connect it with going and putting the laundry from the washing machine to the dryer. If you do not have a dryer for one reason or another, feel free to hang your laundry to dry, and I hope it will be dry by the evening. Where I live, this is not exactly a safe bet, hence the dryer. So, you put your clean laundry to dry in your preferred way. And now the important part, because you will be tempted to put another load to the washing machine. But you will not do it. Without a doubt, you are capable of doing it and follow up sooner or later. You would absolutely manage that, I have zero doubt. But you also have better things to do. So put this eager housewife approach back into its place. You are not loading another machine. You will take out the little drawer you used to put laundry detergent and softener in. You will put it upside down somewhere to dry properly. That will prevent mold growth. Then you will go about your day. Do things that bring you joy as much as you can, or do what you must. This is not a part of this manual. In the evening, when your working day is over, when the family is all over you and you want some peace and quiet, you go and take your laundry out of the dryer or drying rack. Hopefully, you did not forget to switch the dryer on in the morning. If you did, you will do better next time, no worries. But let's assume your laundry is lovely, fluffy, dry. You put it nicely in a basket, empty the water from the dryer, clear the filters, leave the wet parts to dry. Now, and only now, you load another washing machine and program it to wash overnight again. And then proceed according to your needs. You have endless options. A couple of examples. If you want to be alone, go and ask your children to help you with folding the laundry. Then you surely have some well-deserved time for yourself. Use it for a mindfulness exercise. Isn't this t-shirt fabric incredibly soft? And what a wonderful smell! Or a gratitude exercise. I am so grateful I still fit in these pants. Or I am so happy I no longer care that I had to buy pants one size bigger. I love how comfortable they are. Or just listening to some awesome podcasts such as this one. Or call a friend. Or just observe your breath, feel your body, or think about everything you have already achieved in life. And pat yourself on the back for your awesomeness. whatever floats your boat and gets you connected with yourself. Another option is, if you want some quality time with your children and they are in the mood or at that lovely but short phase when they are excited to help you, you can really invite them into the process or watch a cartoon with them while folding the laundry. Whatever you are in the mood to do together with folding the laundry. Before you know it, the laundry is folded. Then put it away. It is just one basket, not a big deal. If you are folding while kids are asleep and you are, for example, watching your favorite show in the process, which is another option, you will have to leave the putting laundry away part for the morning. The last thing you want is waking your kids up. In any case, have the putting away part done before you go to your washing machine in the morning to put your today's washed clothes into the dryer. Remember, do not load another washing machine. This, as you probably gathered, is a key rule in my method. And even here, I will allow for exceptions, but we are talking real exceptions, such as accidents involving soiled bedsheets, clothes soaked in fermented cabbage liquid caused by a jar of kimchi exploding in your bag. Not that this ever happened. And other events caused by force majeure or temporary clouding of judgment. So, except this key rule, you are clearly free to adjust the process to your own needs. I, for example, load the machine with towels or bedsheets for the days I have to go to the office, and I will hence have less energy for folding in the evening, and leave the ridiculously small clothes for the days I work from home and have more energy left. You do you. Listen to your needs. This is what matters. Then repeat the process every day and be proud of yourself. You have one load of laundry, which is not difficult to manage in one day. You will not feel overwhelmed and discouraged by any huge laundry monster. You will be on top of things. You will build a new habit, which is a great skill. You will learn in practice that doing a little every day is better than doing a lot irregularly. Applies for exercising too, by the way. Slow and steady wins the race, and the prize is your mental well-being and more time for what is really important. You will have time dedicated to yourself every single day. You will have time to think, and you will not be anxious about laundry anymore. Attention! I recently happened to be so tired one day that I did not take the laundry out of the dryer in the evening. The horror! And you know what happened? I'll give you a minute there to let your imagination run wild. Use your full potential, go bonkers. I sincerely hope you got it right without thinking. You know exactly what happened. Absolutely nothing at all. The laundry had a good downtime resting in the dryer, and I took care of it the day after. Should it happen more than once or twice, it probably means you should take a day off. And don't you dare spending it doing laundry. Laundry is now your friend and will loyally wait for you to be back to your routine when you're well rested. You are welcome. Have a great day. And may your laundry always be fluffy and smell great. Thank you for listening, and I hope this brought something positive to your day and to your life. At least a little smile on your face. Then my mission is accomplished. Get in touch with your feedback if you feel like. The contacts are in the description of the episode. And in the description of the podcast. Thanks, and until next time. Some keep saying things they will not do. Some can sleep with
time.